Oh, nice. There we go. That's the latest work from Greta O'Leary. And with the album that's just dropped, like literally at 6 o'clock this morning, with River Dark. And I do have Greta on the line. Good morning, Greta. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, Gretchen. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Hey, congratulations on your debut album.
Thank you so much.
River Dark. Yeah, so I'm just listening to it. It's like, I think you've been coined as spook folk. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it feels accurate.
Yeah, it is accurate.
Yeah.
How is it accurate for you?
I guess people reflect to me what they think the music sounds like and struggle when they're, I don't know, they say there's something kind of scary or slightly haunted in there, and spook's just a great word.
Yeah, it is quite haunting, the album. I've had a listen this morning, and yeah, also just like reading through the press releases and stuff, I do have noticed there's a lot of repeat in terms of astute and absurd in terms of your lyrical and like the self-reflection. Can you tell us about that?
I think as well as that spook side, I'm also like a very like honest and genuine writer, you know, like it's quite warm and lovely in other ways. And with that personal and that honest, like, I think, I'm not sure, there's something in the way that I tell stories or something that people seem to find a bit, what was that, absurdist or something.
Yeah, so do you think, like, with your songwriting process, like, do you sort of base your songs and your writing on your own sort of personal experiences?
Yeah, I'm a very literal writer. So, you know, I can't really make up stories and then, like, everything, you know, like, a lot of them are just, like, very, very, very true stories about my life, yeah. Maybe shrouded a bit, but, yeah.
So is there sort of an outstanding story that sort of resonates with you and your writing and your music?
Well, what do you mean, an outstanding story?
I think a little bit of research that I did, and I was really saddened, like, your horse passed away on your 10th birthday.
Oh, yes. Yes, the birthday song.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hardcore.
yeah, I guess that's a good example. That's an old one, but just a very literal telling of occurrences in my life.
Yeah, so that's an old one. What's a new one?
Well, in terms of the new in terms of the album, obviously there's That Guy's to the Desktop Computer. Which was just a genuine story, and it's all just totally literal, and it all happened. I get people tell me a lot of their takes on what the song is, or what I'm like lending from mm-hmm. other artists or something, and no, it's just straight up and down.
Cool. And sort of, and musically, like, who is playing on the album with you?
So Joel Mulholland, he produced the album and he plays guitar.
Fantastic. Joel's an old RDU cat as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And he played a few other things too. And then we had Cass Basil playing bass, who is just phenomenal. And I love Where We Went with the bass guitar. Then Alistair Deverick played drums. And yeah, we had a couple of guests like Anita Clark and Callum Passels come in for some adornments.
So quite the New Zealand super crew really on your album.
Yeah, very much a New Zealand super crew. I'm very lucky, for sure.
Excellent. And can you tell, like, where did you record the album and what was that recording process like in terms of, like, collaboration with the band?
Sure. I recorded it in Joel's little studio, which is inside the lab, up in Tamaki, and it was honestly a great process. I am super nervous about collaborating, like finding the right people and having trust. Still not a muscle that I've exercised enough, and I'm so sort of precious with the music. But yeah, Joel and I, I think we worked really well together. We come from quite different positions, and I think that we both really pushed each other in a really good way, like that made the music better. And in terms of the band, honestly, it was like a dream process. It was really organic, oftentimes like unplanned, and we did, like, we got the bulk of it done in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then, and you know, we're adding layers and mixing for a few months after that, but yeah, it was really, it was really, really great, like, experience recording my first album.
Yeah, awesome. And so with now, when we were just talking off air, so you're in Auckland at the moment, and so what do you have planned in terms of River Dark's album release?
So we're playing a release show at Auckland Old Folks up here on the 24th, and yeah, we're really keen to do some touring. Yeah, it's just, it's tough out there, and there's a lot of, like, I'm independent, so I'm juggling a lot of balls at the moment. So I'm hoping to look to that now that the album is out. Yeah.
Wicked. And do you have plans to come to the wonderful South Island?
Yes, I would love to. Absolutely. I've only played a few times down there. Never played in Christchurch. And yeah, I would really love to. I hope so.
Fantastic. And also, in terms of, like, your release, I do note that you've got a vinyl as well, which is awesome. And so what was that process for you, for the pressing?
Yeah, it was great. It was very stressful. There's a lot of extra, you know, sometimes you feel like you've done, you've got the masters and then you're, and then you're done, but rolling out a release is just so much additional work. And pressing to vinyl was the whole thing, but it's, yeah, I just love the physical so much, and I love artwork, and it really, yeah, makes the release a lot more meaningful for me, and like, I think it, like, connects to others more too, as opposed to just being something that exists
online.
Like, well, hey, it's online now, cool, like. I was like, no, like, you know, here it is, here's what we built. And it's, like, really beautiful, I think, the artwork.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just that whole tactile, physical sense of, yeah, the product, isn't it?
Yeah, holding it in your hands is a very, very good feeling.
Yeah, awesome. And so where can listeners find you in terms of, like, purchasing the album and finding more about you and your music?
Yeah, well, you can purchase the album. I actually don't know exactly what record stores it's in, but I think it's in a few. Online, it's on Flying Out and Flying Nun.
Yeah.
For sure, at Bandcamp. And, yeah, then...
All the good places.
yeah, all the places. So, and then, yeah, I have a mailing list, and probably Instagram is not the only real social media platform that I invest in.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And so for you, Greta, like, what sort of, like, a top, like, New Zealand artist for you and tracks do you think, like, that you've just been listening to and loving?
I've got a lot of old favourites that have, like, kept me warm throughout the last decade. But lately, I have just been really listening to Soaked Oats a lot.
Oh, Soaked Oats.
And I think cause it's, like, different. Like, I have a need right now for sort of, like, more loudness and more upbeatness, which is not that common. And so, like, I'm often, I'll, like, go for a run or something, take the dog out, and I'm, like, putting on one of the albums. Yeah.
Nice. What kind of dog have you got?
He's a border collie sausage dog, pity, you can imagine.
Oh, cute. Awesome. Yeah. And so do you have like and so your album release, what is it, tomorrow night? When is it?
The gig?
Yeah.
No, it's on the 24th, so it's in 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. All right, I might be able to make it up there, you know.
Yeah. So Saturday in 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, all the very best for that. And thank you so much for being on Breakfast Buffet this morning. And Greta O'Leary, do check out her latest album. It is called River Dark. And here is the greatest piece I've known taken from that. That is a very good morning, Greta. And thank you. And all the very best for your day today.
Thank you, Gretchen.
Stop to smell the flowers.